And we're back on the Westwater Podcast. The Westwater Podcast is brought to you by Subway. Eat fresh. Subway prides itself on using freshly baked bread and fresh ingredients, made in front of customers to their exact specifications, by employees which Subway is called the Subway Sandwich Artists. So today, on today's segment, we're going to continue with what we were talking about before with youth employment options. So over the past 4 years of my high school career, I've worked at a variety of places. This can include anything from working at the local Canlan Ice Sports as a hockey instructor to Ron Mace goaltending school to I worked with a landscaping company, and as well I also worked at Appleby College as a lifeguard and the OFA Club as not only a lifeguard but also as a waiter. But let me tell you about this one job, my first job actually. I worked at Denny's Car Wash. See, Denny's Car Wash is just located just on Cornwall Road. It's deceivingly nice from the outside. It looks extremely professional from first glance, but there's a whole another deep story. So when I rode my bike down on just April of 2014 to apply for a job at Denny's. I was a 14-year-old kid, and there's not much where you can get as a 14-year-old. My dad wanted me to get off the couch and start doing something, so I thought, you know what, Denny's Car Wash, you're the place that I should be. So I went down there, brought my resume down, I handed it to Denny. Denny essentially grabbed it and put it on the shelf to the side of me and said, "You're hired." I was so happy, my first job. See, when I rode in my bike into this nice car wash, it looked so nice, very modern, everything to the top kept in pristine condition. But then I started working there. I worked for about several months, and it was all I knew. I'd never worked anywhere else before. I didn't really understand what the working standards were like. So I knew that I would work 3 hours Monday to Friday, 4 to 7, and then on weekends I worked 8 to 6 both days. I enjoyed working 7 days a week because it gave me an opportunity to earn my own money that I could spend for myself. But as the more I worked, the more I realized that the work conditions were awful. We would, for the 8 to 6 shifts, we would only be given one 20-minute lunch, with the younger kids being put at the beginning and the older guys getting put at the end. They did this because the lunch rush usually started around 11 o'clock. So essentially, if I went to work 8 to 6, I'd be eating my lunch at 11, and I would have a 20-minute break at 11 and wouldn't have another break until 6. To most people, this sounds somewhat like that'd be fine. 6 hours of work, that's all right. But at Denny's Car Wash, there are no breaks. You are constantly on your knees if it's cleaning tires, which is what the young kids usually get. Or you're standing there with a hose spraying down the cars, which I unfortunately was never able to do as I was one of the younger, more newer kids, so we had to do the harder jobs, which I completely understand. There's a hierarchy, and if I'd kept working there, I'd probably be at the hose station now. But it just wasn't a good area. The thing that was the hardest was just the boss, Denny, and his son, which was the manager, would just constantly yell at the different employees, not showing any respect and not being compassionate at all towards anyone's needs. I understand that if you're working somewhere, you want to get the most out of your employees, but this wasn't the place to do it. See, at this job, there's a variety of different employees working there. Not everyone came from the nicest backgrounds. You don't need any qualifications to be able to work at Denny's Car Wash. So you get some 40-year-olds, some 60-year-olds, and then you get some younger kids like me. Everyone's education is essentially the same in the middle of high school, dropout, or a high school diploma, which is great. I met a bunch of different people, but everyone had the same thing in common. They just weren't happy with how we were treated. See, other things that were kind of just like off-putting were we got tips essentially sometimes. So based on people would drive by and they see this whole team working on their car, and everyone was felt somewhat bad for us in the hot sun sometimes, so they dropped off tips. See, the thing is about tips, we would have to split them up at the end of the day, and sometimes obviously it wouldn't be even, so you'd have say it would average out to $1.50 for everyone. See, the thing that was kind of saddening was that if it was $1.50 for everyone, then it would round down to a dollar and Denny would essentially keep the rest of the tips. This was didn't seem very fair, as we were the ones putting in the hard work. Denny's car wash did not treat us very fairly at all, as there was way too long shifts with shorter breaks, and as well the tips were not evenly counted up. I would not suggest working at Denny's, and since working at Denny's, I do not go and take my car there and want to give them any business, because I feel bad for all the employees that have to put up with the constant yelling and the unfairness that Denny provides. Thank you for listening to the Westwater Podcast. We'll be back tomorrow with a new segment.